the Senate passing their version of the Farm Bill last night. How does it differ from really what came out of the Senate Ag Committee?
Well, the bill is basically the same bipartisan bill that we brought out of the Agriculture Committee. We did add some other bipartisan provisions that related to specific issues that people were concerned about. We strengthened a provision to support rural emergency services like ambulance services, and we made some other changes, but it's basically the same bill, and Michigan's still on every page.
One of those amendments coming through, Grassley's amendment to tighten the eligibility for commodity programs, differs a little bit from the House version. Is that something you'd like to see in a final farm bill?
Well, the Grassley provision is one that I put in the farm bill that I wrote that we passed from the Senate in 2012. And so I do support some version of that. I believe it will be modified in conference, but I think it is important to make sure we're targeting programs to small, medium-sized operations and so on. It's also very important that we maintain strong crop insurance, which is in our current bill.
One of the big divides will come down to SNAP and the divisions between the House and the Senate. How are you willing to reconcile some of the differences during the conference period?
Well, the provisions that we have increase program integrity of SNAP and other food assistance programs. We cut paperwork for senior citizens. We create new job opportunities and job training opportunities the right way by letting states develop what works for them. And so we have an approach that really is based on what has worked, and it's based on the fact that the majority of those receiving food assistance are seniors, people with disabilities, children, and their parents, and that for those that are viewed as able-bodied, we have work requirements right now, 20 hours a week of work, unless the state wants to exempt veterans or others that they feel are in high unemployment areas and so on. So we feel we've got a good balance and certainly aren't going to go the direction that the House has gone. And I should also stress, we have 500 organizations, every agricultural commodity group, conservation, recreation group, and nutrition and food access group supporting the Senate bill. So I think it's going to be important if we're going to pass this final bill that it look a lot like the Senate.
During the debate process, you opposed the Kennedy Amendment, which would have changed some of the SNAP provisions, saying really the conference period would be the time to make those changes. What are your plans during that debate?
Well, this particular amendment would have added a tremendous amount of paperwork and liability for our grocery stores and those in the food industry, those representing over 200,000 of our grocers across the country were adamantly opposed to this provision. The idea of having a photo ID is something that states can do now if they want to. Those that have tried it have decided that it's way too much bureaucracy and paperwork costs for any benefit that they received. So this approach just has been rejected by the majority of states, and our grocers are very concerned about new costs and liability on them.
The Senate version does provide a boost to ag research. How does that kind of differ, or what would you like to see reconciled between the House on the research side?
One of the great things about our bill, our 2018 bill, is it continues our commitment and strengthens our commitment to agricultural research, which is so important. You know, we have Michigan State University and other research efforts going on in Michigan, and the foundation we set up in the last five-year Farm Bill for private and public partnerships on research is strengthened in this bill. We add new provisions to strengthen fruit and vegetable and organic research. And so I'm hopeful this will be an area of common ground between the House and the Senate, but ag research is really critical to our growers to be able to continue to be successful.
Going home with a Senate bill for the four-year July recess, what kind of timeline do you expect to see some conference action between the House and the Senate?
Well, I'm hopeful we can see a conference committee very soon. The current farm bill runs out September 30th, and I think there's no reason that we can't get a final bill done. We should. Our farmers need certainty. Our communities, families need certainty. Right now, with so much up in the air regarding what's going to happen on trade and markets, what's happening in terms of the challenges around labor and workers, we can give farmers certainty with this farm bill, and I think it's critically important that we do that.
Going into that final debate process, what are going to be the issues that are most important to you?
Well, it's very important to me that we continue to maintain the improvements in the dairy programs. I was successful in getting substantial new support for our dairy farmers in Michigan that have been hit so hard. We want to make sure the commodity programs and the conservation efforts that we've put in place, partnering with farmers and our conservation and community folks on the Great Lakes protection, that all of that is in place, protecting our land and water and giving farmers the tools that they need in terms of risk management. I want to make sure that we maintain a strong commitment to trade promotion. Our farmers need markets. This is critically important. And also that we have the right kind of food access policy, and that we are continuing to keep the focus that we have in our bill on expanding new opportunities, including local food systems.
There will have to be some areas of compromise to get it passed before that September deadline. Any issues or topics you really see that taking place?
Well, certainly, you know, I'm always one that works across the aisle and listens and tries to solve problems in a bipartisan way. And so I'll certainly be working to get us to a good spot. I'm going to stand up for Michigan first, our communities, our farmers, our families. But we always will look for common ground to be able to get this done.
And any last thoughts on the Senate's passage of the Farm Bill you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I am really thrilled. I think we had the largest vote ever for a farm bill, a Senate farm bill, 86 votes. I'm very proud that everybody in my caucus voted yes. That's the first time we've had that happen as well. There were only 11 no votes. So we go into conference with a very strong position. We've made it clear that we have a very strong bipartisan farm bill, and I think it sends a very important message about how we're committed to getting this done.